we have Kevin Levine. And I'm home playing calling the balls and strikes tonight is Justin and Justin.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Beloit, Wisconsin. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Though Adam Jaxie here today, he'll join me tomorrow. Tonight, it is the Lansing Lugnuts and the Beloit Skycart playing the first game of a six-game series. The managers are meeting at home plate to exchange lines immediately what those lineups are. Let's not waste any time. For the Lansing Lugnuts leading things off today at second base, it's Drew Swift. Batting second in left field, Johnny Butler. Heading third, the DH, Austin Beck. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom cleans up. Heading fifth, back in the starting lineup, after recovering from illness, Brett Harris, the third baseman. Right fielder Lawrence Butler bats sixth. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jared McDonald. Heading eighth, the shortstop, Eurybiel Angeles. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, in center field, it is Brian Buelvas. Lansing Lugnuts come into play today with a record of 16-23. They open up this 12-game, 13-day road trip by losing four out of six games at Great Lakes against the Loons. That was an hour and a half to the north and slightly to the east. And then they went on the road. This was a drive to the west. Went down through Indiana and around Illinois and then up northwest of Chicago. Just above the Illinois border, we crossed it into Wisconsin. And here we find the Beloit Skycarp. The brand new Skycarp, renamed from the Beloit Snappers, how they had been for a while, ever since they were originally the Beloit Brewers. Now they still have retained good old Snappy the Snapping Turtle as their mascot. And he is standing right there on the warning track below home plate. There's your Lugnuts starting lineup. Swift, Butler, Beck, Soderstrom, Harris, Butler, McDonald, Angeles, and Welbas. In support of the right-hander, Jeff Criswell getting the start for Lansing here this evening. A 3.93 earned run average for Jeff, the Michigan Wolverine, who was drafted by the Oakland Athletics in the second round in 2020. Now, let's talk about the lineup that Criswell will be facing. Beloit, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. They'll lead off with their second baseman, Cody Morissette. Batting second at shortstop, it's Nassim Nunez. Heading third in center field, Victor Mesa Jr. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter, Bennett Hostetler, the DH. Heading fifth, the catcher, Will Banfield, a little bit. Davis Bradshaw, the right fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh, in left field, it's Kyler Castillo. Then hitting eighth, it's the third baseman, Emmanuel Marinez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, the first baseman Marcus Chu. So once again, the Beloit Skycarp starting nine, Morissette, Nunez, Mesa. Hostetler, Benfield, Bradshaw, Castillo, Marinez, and Chu. And they support a right-hander whom they call the Doctor. It is M.D. Johnson. M.D. Johnson comes into play today, one win, five losses, and a 3.97 ERA. Johnson so far in six starts, 31 strikeouts, and seven walks in his 34 innings. We return. It'll be time for the national anthem and the call of the game from Beloit. That is after this. Technical difficulties. We'll see if we can get that figured out as the Beloit Skycarp start to take the field now.
Students, teachers, parents, and family of the victims of the shooting at Bob Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, and face the flag as we honor America with the flag of our national anthem.
It is Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. It is game number 40 of this 132-game season. Lansing Lugnuts, 26th season in the Midwest League. Here's your Beloit Skycarp defense. The catcher's Will Banfield. Around the infield at first base, it's Marcus Chu. The second baseman, Cody Morissette. At shortstop, Nassim Nunez. And at third base for Beloit, it's Emmanuel Marinez. Let's go down to the field real quick.
You heard him. Let's do it.
Play ball has been declared. Let it be the case. In the outfield for Beloit. In left field, Kyler Castillo. In center field, Victor Mesa Jr. And in right field, it's Davis Bradshaw. And they support the doctor on the mound, M.D. Johnson. M.D. Johnson is 6 feet 5 inches tall, 190 pounds, 24 years of age, out of Dallas, Texas. A sixth rounder 2 years ago from Dallas Baptist University. Beloit Skycarp are wearing their home white uniforms with what they call Beloit Blue baseball caps. It's an electric blue. The names are on the back, written in blue, with the numbers below that in the Beloit Blue and outlined in black. The other color for the Skycarp, although we do not see it on the uniforms, it is known as Warm Red Sea. Although it looks not as red, it looks more pink, if you want to be quite honest. Well, let's begin this ball game. Drew Swift steps in. Our home plate umpire today is Justin Juska. The field umpire is Kevin Levine. In the Central Time Zone, it is 6:37 p.m. And it's right-hander against right-hander. M.D. Johnson readies. Here comes the pitch to Drew Swift. The fastball called a strike on the outside corner, and we're underway. I'm Jesse Goldberg. Strassler battling through some technical obstacles. The pitch. Swift swings and missed a fastball. And Drew Swift comes in, hitting 288 through 14 games. A nod yes by the right-hander. Johnson cranks, throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Three pitches, first strikeout for M.D. Johnson.
Left fielder number 3, Johnny Butler.
And that'll bring up Johnny Butler. Left-handed batter, waits, right-hander throws. Breaking ball, strike called on the inside corner. Four pitches, four strikes so far for Johnson. Butler was just reactivated off the injured list in the last series at Great Lakes. 0-1. Fouled away over the netting. Strike 2. 5 pitches, 5 strikes. From ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Johnson winds and throws. Changeup is outside. 1-2. Butler comes in hitting 326 in his 14 games. We are listening right into the control room. Here's the pitch. That is called strike 3 on the outside corner. Fastball gets him. This is going to be interesting. If our crowd microphone can pick up everything going on in the control room next door. Next up, it's Austin Beck. Let's see what Austin has. 2 outs, nobody on. 2 quick strikeouts for Johnson. Right-hander fires to right-hander. Swing and a miss. He was very late on a high fastball. Beck has 6 home runs this season. Pitch. Chopper down to third base. Marinez grabs, throws across. Received by Chu. Out number 3. It appears we're struggling to hear spots today, so as I try to get everything all fixed up, here are the sounds of the ballpark from ABC Supply Stadium going to the bottom of the first inning.
Back up to you, Jason.
laying off the Star Trek pack with the first inning. Second baseman, number 7.
Let's go to the bottom half of the first inning now. Lansing did not score in the top half. Lansing right-hander Jeff Criswell now. The first offering to the leadoff man, Cody Morris. Morissette, a left-handed batter and the starting second baseman for these Beloit Skycarp. I'll try not to say Beloit Snappers. And they just changed their nickname in the offseason. The pitch fouled away to the left side. Last year, mid-season, they opened up this brand-new ballpark, ABC Supply Stadium, replacing the ballpark that they had played in for many years, Pullman Field. Criswell fires. Morissette takes it outside. 1-2. Morissette is a .230 hitter, though he does have 6 home runs. Tons of power from the left side. The pitch, off speed down low. 2-2. The Lugnuts defense features the catcher Jared McDonald working as the starting battery with Criswell. Tyler Soderstrom's at first base, at third Brett Harris. Criswell to the plate. Dribbled foul at home plate. We stay 2-2. Up the middle of the diamond at shortstop A. Ribiel Angeles. And at second base, Drew Swift. Out of the outfield for Lansing, Johnny Butler's in left. In center field, Brian Wilbas. And in right field, it's Lawrence Butler. A two Butler kind of day. Criswell's pitch. Morissette hits a high fly into center field. Trotting in and to his right, the catch is made by the center fielder, Brian Wilbas. And there's one gone. Nice and routine.
The shortstop, number 4, Nassim Nunez.
That brings up Nassim Nunez. Nunez is a switch hitter, so he too bats left. Shows butt, pulls back, takes high. 1 from Criswell. No score in the bottom half of the first inning between Lansing and Beloit. First game of a 6-game series. Here's the pitch. On the inside corner. Beautifully twisted in there. Nassim Nunez is hitting 187. No home runs. Crowds the plate. Upright stance. The pitch. He swings and missed a fastball. And he lost his batting helmet as well. Count is 1-2. Jeff Criswell's fastball usually about 92, or I should say 96, 97. He brings it. Struck him out with a fastball. First strikeout for Criswell. 2 away in the bottom of the first inning. Now Victor Mesa Jr. We're waiting just a moment. The home plate umpire, Justin Juska, is headed over to the first base side, Beloit Skycarp dugout, and is waiting. I've got the camera on him right now. I wonder if he's needing some attention from the athletic trainer. Let's see. All of the Beloit coaching staff and the players, they're all having a good laugh at Justin's expense. I needed a Band-Aid. That's what was going on. All right. Band-Aid applied, and we're ready to go. Jeff Criswell lets it right, 1 by Mesa. Victor Mesa Jr. so far, a .240 hitter with a couple of home runs. No score, two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Off speed down. One ball and one strike. Criswell gets his sign from McDonald. The pitch. Popped foul up and out of play. Victor Mesa Jr. was way out in front of that one. Well, in the top of the first inning, Lansing against MD Johnson. Swift struck out, Butler struck out, Beck grounded out. In the bottom of the first, Morris had a fly out, Nunez a strikeout. Mesa steps back from a fastball that was up. On the count is now two balls and two strikes. The Beloit Skycarp and the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts and Skycarp did not play at all last year. Criswell steps back, lifts the leg, and deals. All the way in the air off the left side. So try it again. Criswell shakes up the baseball. And the home plate umpire, Justin Juska, says, "You want a new one? I got a new one for you if you want it." Gives him a new baseball, and Criswell discards the old baseball off the field of play. Now ready, here's the pitch. That is hit on one hop right past the first baseman Soderstrom. That gets into the right field corner. Mesa Jr. digs for a second base, and he pulls in there as Butler retrieves it and gets it in. Official scorer rules double for Victor Mesa Jr. And the batter will be Bennett Hostetler. Here's the pitch. He takes it high. Ball one. Hostetler is the first right-handed batter for Criswell to face. Starting at DH here today, a 216 hitter with two home runs and 13 RBIs. Pitch is high. On the count is two balls and no strikes on Hostetler. Will Banfield is waiting on deck. Criswell looks for a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Gazes back at Mesa Jr. at second base. Now the pitch up and inside. Three balls and no strikes. On 3-0 from the former Michigan Wolverine. Here it comes. Right down the middle, strike one called. I've not yet figured out if there's a spot here in Beloit for me to look for a stadium gun. Just to see the kind of velocity that Criswell is working with. On 3-1. No score in the first, the pitch to Hostetler. Strike two called at the knees, working the outside corner. Perfect fastball. From 3-0 to 3-2. A full count pitch. Criswell looks back. Offers. Swing and a miss. He blew him away with a fastball. For Jeff Criswell. Let's go to the second. The double by Victor Mesa Jr. is stranded. It is Lansing nothing, Beloit nothing from ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Here are the sounds of the ballpark.
It's time for a t-shirt lunch. Let's hear your plot. Make sure it makes a noise.
The batter is Tyler Soderstrom. Here's the pitch. Next offering. Hahn. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Lansing and Beloit. The pitch. A ground ball down toward first base. Couple of hops to Chu, who takes it to his base. And there's out number one. Brett Harris is coming up next. Harris takes a called strike on the outside corner. Next offering, call this strike at the letters. I'm adjusting the levels right now. Let's see if we can get things a little bit hotter, a little bit louder for you to listen in. Righty throws to righty, down and away. Try to adjust. The first day of a new series always brings headaches as we try to get everything going for the whole rest of the series. You would like everything to be the same from place to place. Harris swings and misses. Strike three. And there's two outs in the top of the second inning. Lawrence Butler comes up next. Two outs, nobody on. Righty M.D. Johnson lets it fly. Not a strike called on the outside corner. I'm going to keep on fiddling with these levels. We'll see if we can get them better and better. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Patent. You pull up in a new city and suddenly chords that worked perfectly stop working. It just keeps you on your toes over the course of a year. Johnson's pitch. Butler takes a breaking ball down and away. This is the very first time that we have ever been to ABC Supply Stadium. Skycarp and Lugnuts, no score. Lugnuts look for their very first base runner, top of the second, two outs, nobody on. Left-handed slugger waits. The right-hander lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike him out with a breaking ball. Two more strikeouts and a perfect second for Johnson. And this game remains scoreless on our way to the bottom half of the second inning from Beloit.
It just tastes better from scratch. Velvet Buffalo's menu features Italian classics like spaghetti and meatballs and tiramisu soup. But with a twist, after dinner, take a party upstairs for a cocktail of beer on the rooftop at Hotel de Gwin. Fans, it's time for the Kiss Cam, presented by Velvet Buffalo.
Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jackson joins me tomorrow. from Beloit, where the first pitch is called a strike from Jeff Criswell. And the bottom of the second inning is underway. Will Banfield took it. Next pitch from the righty to the right-handed batter. Here it comes. On the outside corner, and strike two is called. It's Banfield, Bradshaw, and Castillo. 5-6-7 against Criswell. The pitch. A ground ball off a broken bat up the middle. Shortstop Angeles to his left. Scoops, throws. Got him on the run. And there's one down. Nicely played by Aribiel Angeles, ranging up far ways to his left to go get it. That brings up Davis Bradshaw. The pitch. Bradshaw takes strike home. I like Bobby Strauss just messaged in saying, sounds like I'm broadcasting from an empty room. Well, I am. The pitch. Inside. That is generally what a broadcast booth is. Some broadcasters are not so lucky to call games from an empty room, but I am in an empty room. Watching Lugnuts Baseball. The pitch to Bradshaw. Down and in from Jeff Criswell. Two balls and one strike. On the left-handed hitting, right fielder. Criswell the righty. No score. Lets it fly. Misses low and in. And the previous pitch was and farther in. Inner. Three balls and a strike. Criswell kicks. And deals. At the knees, strike two called. Count is even. Or a count is full, I should say. Davis Bradshaw, the batter. My 295 hitter. Here it comes. Down low, he's walked him. A one out base runner for Beloit and the second. That'll bring up Kyler Castillo.
Here's Kyler Castillo.
Here's the pitch. Fastball. Strike called outside corner. The subject of where broadcasters have been calling games has been coming up more and more recently among my friends. Right-hander fires to right-hander. No score in the second. Runner at first, one out for the Skycar. The pitch. Fouled off to the screen on the right side. That is because Johnny Wincup, who used to call games in Binghamton, just posted a photograph. He's now calling games for the Staten Island Fairy Hawks. And they're taking on the High Point Rockers, and there was his lovely folding table up on the concourse. The pitch. Fastball runs up and inside. And Sean Mernon, who is the voice of the Bowling Green Hot Rods, checked in to say, when you call games in different spots in the league that he's now in, the Sally League, you have that same sort of condition. I think Bowling Green is in the Sally. I could be wrong. The pitch. Runner moves. Pitches outside. Throw down. Tag applied. In time by Drew Swift. And they nab Davis Bradshaw trying to steal. What a great throw from catcher Jared McDonald. Bradshaw comes 19th time that a Beloit player has been caught stealing this year. Criswell throws the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider strikes at Castillo. It's Jeff Criswell's third strikeout, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. He faces the minimum. There is still no score in the game, and with our technical difficulties, no spots today. No commercials, just the sound of the ballpark.
If you do, please make your way to center field.
Dancing Queen heralds Jared McDonald's arrival in the batter's box, no score top of the third. McDonald on Hulis and Buelbas Bronson. The doctor kicks and throws, and the McDonald takes the ball outside. Jared McDonald, Lansing Lugnuts catcher from Goodyear, Arizona, grew up in Pennsylvania. Roddy Roddy, the pitch. Foul back over our head. I'm right out of the ballpark. Back to the street and then the parking lot. ABC Supply Stadium is located with tons of trees bordering us on the left. Here's the pitch from Johnson. McDonald fouls that one into the screen. Otherwise, that one's into the control room to my right. I'll count on Jared now as one ball and two strikes. On the right side of the ballpark, out beyond the right field wall, there's a bus depot and there is Beloit City Hall. Third baseman Marinez guards his line. A 1-2 breaking ball misses away. And the count is now even. One ball and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes, I should say. Jared McDonald waits. Break even. Line drive left field. Base hit. He didn't barrel it, but he muscled it out there. Castillo gets it in. It is the Lugnuts' first hit of the game. A leadoff single in the third for Jared McDonald. And now, Eurybiel Angeles, one of the great names to say. Righty throws to righty. Angeles waits. Johnson holds and throws. Bunshun pulled back. And then the home plate umpire, Jessica, says, didn't matter that he pulled it back. It foul tipped off the bunt attempt and into the catcher's mitt. That's strike one. Angeles carries with him a .281 batting average through 37 games. The pitch. That's hit in the air. Left field and shallow. Castillo in. Nunez out. Castillo makes a running catch. Angeles flies to left. Out number one in the third inning. No score. Brian Buelbas now. Righty, righty. Buelbas, the number nine hitter in the order. Brian's hitting 183 right now. First pitch to him. Under the arms, but called a strike on the inside corner. Hit his fourth home run of the season in the Great Lakes Series. Also, Buelbas with seven doubles. Pick off though to first base, but McDonald back in. Jared McDonald, zero stolen base attempts. Johnson sets high, holds, lets it fly, foul to the netting. No balls and two strikes on Buelbas out of Monterrey, Colombia. During that Great Lakes series, I had the chance to sit down and interview him. Talked about a lot of different things. His friendship with the former Lugnut, Jordan Diaz, who's now up in AA. At 0-2. On its way. That skied off the right side and fell. talked about Brian playing for his nation as a youth coming up playing for Team Colombia. All the way up until this past winter, playing for Colombia's representative in the Caribbean Series, which they won the championship. McDonald safe, another pick off the row. Nothing in two is the count. One out, no score in the top of the third. The pitch. Slider down and away. Knockdown keeps McDonald at first base. One ball and two strikes on Buelbas. A bad Buelbas and Jordan Diaz, both of them from Monteria. Jordan Diaz, 1 year older. And I learned that Jordan Diaz's father coached Brian and Jordan. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider got him. There's two away now in the top of the third inning. Just speaking with the players about who either played for their father, played for a family member. In the case of Daniel Martinez, played for the father of a Great Lakes Loon, Cole Percival, his good friend, Troy Percival, the former major leaguer. Coached Daniel ever since he was 9. Here's Drew Swift now. Righty, righty. Top of the order time. No score. He lays down a bunt right back to pitcher Johnson. Backhands. Flips it over to first base. Side retired. Drew put that ball right back toward the mound. And so no chance of beating out the bunt. Not when M.D. Johnson played it so well. We're going to the bottom half of the third inning. The leadoff single by McDonald stranded. And we remain scoreless from ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Emmanuel Marinez opens up the bottom of the third inning against Jeff Criswell. The pitch, fastball popped foul, and out of the ballpark, back into the right, strike one. It is 0-0 between Lansing and Beloit. It is Marinez, Chu, and Morris set 8-9-1 here against the righty Jeff Criswell, who throws. Japanese strike call. Nothing in two on Marinez. That first name is Y-N-M-A-N-O-L. Here's the pitch. Reached for and poked foul off the right side. We stay right here, nothing in two. Marinez is batting .233 with 3 homers in 26 games. Out of Nassau, Dominican Republic. Lines one back up the middle of base, hit to center field. Buelbas is on hand to pick it up and lob it in. That's a leadoff single for Marinez. That is the Sky Carp with their second hit of the game. Should I say the Sky Carp's second hit of the game? A double in the first inning by Victor Mesa Jr. walk in the second by Davis Bradshaw, who's then caught stealing by Jared McDonald. An out base runner for a third consecutive inning. Marina is leading off the third. Sets up Marcus Chu. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded past him. Strike one. Marcus Chu is hitting 195. Criswell offers. Shakes wing roller up the left side. Tough play. Criswell bare hands. Fakes a throw to first. Fakes a throw to second. Puts it in his pocket. Infield single, Marcus Chu. Marinas to second. Chu on at first. Top of the order time. Nobody out. And a scoreless game in the third inning. That's an excuse me bingle. Cody Morissette flat out to center field his first time. Here is Morissette. Left-handed batter. Criswell sets at the belt. Kicks and throws. Missed inside. One ball and no strikes. Beloit's starting pitcher today is M.D. Johnson. And Beloit has scored him 1.3 runs per his starts. Off-speed down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Looking to give him some sort of run support right now. Against Jeff Criswell. Criswell earlier this season, the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. Brought a no-hitter against Lake County to the seventh inning. Deals. Low it in. It's three balls and no strikes. The man on deck is Nassim Nunez. A 3-0. Ground ball shot down to second baseman Swift. He backhands to Angeles Juan and then thrown to first in time. Double play. 4-6-3 as Criswell gets two. And now with two outs and the potential first run of the game 90 feet away, Criswell will take on Nassim Nunez. Marinez steps away from third. Nunez, the switch hitter, bats left, takes low, ball one. Nunez struck out his first time against Criswell. Here it comes. Foul back. Such a hearty rip that he knocked the batting helmet free on top of his head. Nunez entering the year Baseball America's number 15 rated prospect in the Miami Marlins organization. A second rounder 3 years ago out of high school. The pitch, up high. His top qualities leading to that high prospect ranking. His great defense, starting shortstop for Beloit. And also his great plate discipline that he doesn't help a pitcher out. 2-1. Strike called on the inside corner. 2-2 on Nunez. Runner at third base for Beloit is Imanol Marinez. There's no score last of the third two outs. And now the 2-2. Fouled away off the left side. And we'll try it once more. Nunez has really struggled at home plate this year just in terms of making contact. 53 strikeouts in 35 games. The pitch. Check swing. Did it go on appeal? No, he did not, says the bases umpire Levine. All of Lansing. Three balls and two strikes on Nassim. Nassim Nunez, 5'9", Shy of 160 pounds, he's from the Bronx. Crowding the plate from the left. The 3-2. Fouled away in the air off the left side. For Criswell, now 53 pitches. Lugnut's bullpen is located behind the left field wall. And then directly next to the Lugnuts, out in left center, that's where the Skycart bullpen is. Really nice setup. The deal. Flared. Left side, down the line, into foul ground. Brett Harris went to a slide, but he can't get it. And it's simply a foul ball. We stayed 3 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, missed having Brett Harris around during that Great Lake series. All right, 2 gone. Marinez at third. Payoff pitch from Jeff Criswell. Ground ball on the right side to Swift. He gathers. He throws to first. Soderstrom receives the final out of the third inning. First two batters hit safely, but then after that, a double play ball and a ground out both to Drew Swift. And Jeff Criswell has matched zeros with M.B. Johnson on her way to the fourth inning from Beloit, Wisconsin. Johnny Butler leads off the top of the fourth inning for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts and Skycarp, no score. Butler from the left side, Beck, and then Soderstrom to follow. Here's the pitch from M.D. Johnson. Fouled away to the left side, strike one. Butler struck out looking his first time up. That's unusual for him. And Butler is a tough customer from the left side. The pitch, high, 1 ball and 1 strike. That for Johnny was just his 9th strikeout of the year. Here we are in his 50th plate appearance. The pitch, breaking ball up high and wide. Taking on M.D. Johnson. And it says in the Beloit Skycarp game notes, MD does not stand for medical doctor. He is not a medical doctor. He throws. Butler lays down a bunt up the third baseline. Here comes Marinez without a chance to field it and make any play. It's a beauty for a bunt single. Johnny Butler is aboard, leading off the...
Austin Beck.
And now Austin Beck. Loretta Beck on Twitter tweeted that Austin played for the Beloit Snappers in 2018, leading the Midwest League in hits, 146, and made the All-Star team. And I want to jump off of that as Beck takes strike called at the letters. 0-0 is our score. We're in the top of the fourth inning, nobody out. Johnny Butler at first base for the Lugnuts, a threat to run. Austin Beck is one of a number of Lugnuts with experience playing here in Beloit. Righty throws to righty. Johnson's pitch. Swing and a miss. Expanded the zone on the fastball up. No balls, two strikes. Austin Beck, 2018, an all-star for the Snappers at the all-star game played in Lansing, Michigan. Last time that Lansing and Beloit played a game, it was in 2019. Here it comes from Johnson. Up and away, ball one. You know who started that game for the Beloit Snappers, as they were called then? Angelo Infante, who right now is working out of the back end of the Lansing Lugnuts pen. Pickoff though to first base, not in time. Butler gets back in. Angelo Infante was on that team, and so was Joe DeMere as a Lugnuts reliever. And Austin Beck distinguished himself in 2018. He was batting back-to-back in the order, usually, with Lázaro Armenteros. 1-2 from Johnson. Swing and a miss. Strike him out with a breaking ball. MD Johnson strikes out his sixth. One out in the fourth inning. So Beck has been here in Beloit. Armenteros, Joe DeMere, Angelo Infante, Moore. And then we get to the members of the Lansing coaching staff. Tyler Soderstrom batting left. First trip to Beloit. Takes at the letters. Strike one call. The Lugnuts manager, Phil Pohl, played three games here and then came back the next year and played some more games here. Beloit catcher. The pitch. High. One ball and one strike on Soderstrom. I was back in 2013 and 2014 for Phil. 17 combined games for Phil Pohl, playing for the Beloit Snappers on his way up the Oakland ladder. Johnson delivers. At the knees on the inside corner. That's tough. Strike two called to Tyler Soderstrom. Grounded out to first base his first time up. He has Johnny Butler at first in the top of the fourth inning. There's one out. There's no score in the game. Don Schulze. The Lugnuts pitching coach, former Beloit Snappers pitching coach. Here it comes, up high to Josh Flickinger, who handles all the media relations here with the SkyCarb. Used to work for the local newspaper, and he gave a big laugh, said, "I just caught up with Don. He's as cantankerous as ever. Loved it." A 2-2, line shot left center field. Soderstrom down for a base hit in the alleyway. Butler's got speed. Mesa cuts it off and quickly gets it in. Butler holds at third. Soderstrom to second. And Oppo double. Tyler Soderstrom's eighth double of the year, leading the Lugnuts. Two Lugnuts in scoring position. One out in the top of the fourth inning. And Brett Harris steps in. Infield drawn in for the SkyCarp. Marinez and Nunez, the left side. Morissette and Shu, the right side. MD Johnson steps off the rubber. Lugnuts bullpen all sitting and watching. SkyCarp bullpen is milling about, and somebody started to throw. Righty, righty. First pitch to Harris. Breaking ball popped up in the infield. Catcher Banfield up the first base side, called off. In comes Chu from first base to make the grab and foul ground right of the home plate circle. The dangerous Brett Harris is dispatched on one pitch on a foul out. We remain scoreless. Lawrence Butler's coming up. Butler struck out against Johnson his first time up 2 innings ago. Batting now in the fourth, Soderstrom at second, Butler at third. Lawrence Butler takes on the inside corner, strike call. It's Johnny Butler who led off this inning with a bunt single. Beck the strikeouts, and now Lawrence Butler, the pitch. Strike called on the outer edge, just above the belt. Nothing in two. Amdy Johnson will make a bid for his 7th strikeout. And the 6-5 right-hander dealing to the 6-2 left-handed slugger. Here it is. That's pounded in the air to center field. Victor Mesa Jr. backing up with room to make the catch. Side retired. A bunt single and a double stranded. Soderstrom left at second. Butler at third. Still scoreless going to the bottom of the 4th inning. ABC Supply Stadium, the Lugnuts in the Sky Card. In the bottom of the 3rd inning, Beloit collected a couple of hits, but could not push a run across, stranded a runner at third base. In the top of the 4th, a couple of hits for the Lugnuts, but 2 stranded, no runs. Still scoreless, bottom of the 4th, Victor Mesa Jr. takes ball 1 outside. From Lansing starter Jeff Criswell. Criswell against Mesa Jr., Hostetler and Banfield, 3-4-5. Righty fires. Off speed, strike called, working the outside corner. Victor Mesa Jr. A double his first time up. Sizzled past the first baseman Soderstrom. The deal. Swing and a miss. He was very late. If you're unfamiliar with Victor Mesa Jr., his brother is Victor Mesa. They're not to be confused with one another. Criswell throws. Breaking ball around the outside corner. Victor Mesa is with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Criswell throws. Pop foul, up and out of play off to the left side. Victor Mesa right now is hitting 182 in Pensacola. Has a couple of doubles and a home run. Both of them very highly ballyhooed coming out. The pitch. Victor Mesa Jr. takes a ball outside. And it goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Out of Havana, Cuba. Victor Mesa Jr. signed as an international free agent 4 years ago. The Marlins wooed them. The deal. That's around the outside corner, too. And Criswell has walked him.
There's another Steiger walk brought to you by Dollar General.
Now Bennett Hostetler, the DH. No score, nobody out. Mesa at first. First pitch. Hostetler takes a slider, called a strike on the outside corner. Beautifully spun in there by Criswell. Bennett Hostetler out of North Dakota State. DHing today, usually seen at catcher. An 0-1 now from Jeff Criswell on its way. Slider foul back over the netting. Minor league standby. Foul ball leaves play. Play at the sound of a car horn, car alarm, maybe even the sound of a window crash. Forget which team it was in the league, but every single foul ball they would advertise at an auto body shop. Pick off that at first base, put Victor Mesa Jr. back in. Victor is 1-for-3 trying to steal a base this year. It has not gone well for him. Chris Wall sets. 0-2. Fastball high, just to show it to him. One ball, two strikes on Hostetler. Hostetler, before this year, was an infielder. And then this year they decided, let's try you at catcher. Had a great season offensively a year ago. Now the 1-2. Fastball. Strike 3 called on the outer edge. Down he goes. It was at the knees. Pinpoint from Criswell. Jeff Criswell's fourth strikeout. Hostetler goes down for a second time. And with one away, the batters will Banfield. No score, bottom of the fourth. Criswell's pitch. Slider down and outside. Runner at first base, Victor Mesa Jr. held on tightly. The runners that you should be concerned about if they get on. Really, today it's only Nassim Nunez. There are a couple of other really good base dealers, but they're not in the starting lineup. Criswell's pitch on the outside corner. No, just off the corner. Didn't get the call from Juska. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes on Banfield. Grounded out to Angeles at shortstop his first time. Here's how you know it's going pretty darn well for Criswell. Only one out in the air. The pitch, high and outside. The command, though, has not always been sharp. And there have been runners on against him. But he has not given in. 3 balls and no strikes. No score in the last of the fourth. Here it is. A fastball and a strike called on the outer edge. Will Banfield was drafted very high by Miami 4 years ago in the competitive balance round B. Looking to work his way out of Beloit. The pitch. Breaking ball is slugged in the air left center field. In rushes Butler from left. He collides with the center fielder Buelbas and the ball is knocked aside. Up to second base but no farther, Victor Mesa Jr. Banfield is on at first and is everybody okay? Johnny Butler on the dead sprint in left. Brian Buelbas coming in from center field and both of them plugging into the alleyway. They met their square. They each gingerly walk it off. No sign of the athletic trainer, Jake Ruthier. That's a good thing. But here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Schulze wants a word with Jeff Criswell. Each outfielder thought that he had it. And the problem was, each outfielder did have it. Somebody's got to yield. Honestly, I tell you, it would be very difficult to catch it. That baseball was ticketed directly in between them. And thankfully, they were not running completely, parallel is the wrong way to put it. They were not running completely at each other. Their routes that led to the collision were both angled. Otherwise, we could have seen some real problems. Well, goes down as an error for Lansing. Now the pitch. A line drive, hook to right field, base hit for Davis Bradshaw. Victor Mesa Jr. is around third. Throw to the plate is high and up the line from Lawrence Butler. A throw to second base is in time to get Bradshaw. Well pegged by McDonald with Anales applying the tag. Up to third base goes Banfield as Mesa scores. As the dust settles, it's 1-0 Beloit. Now it's 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Davis Bradshaw does get credit for the RBI on his single. Although he's then erased and Jeff Criswell goes to work against Kyler Castillo, the left fielder. Here's the pitch. Down and outside, ball one. It is Beloit who scores first. By the way, the error was charged on center fielder Brian Buelbas a moment ago. The pitch, slider, popped up over third. Brett Harris crosses the line. Leaning back toward the line, he puts it away in foul ground. And that ends the fourth inning. Beloit scores the game's first run on a walk, an error, and an RBI single. And a runner is stranded at third base by the Sky Carp for a second consecutive inning. Onward to the fifth, Sky Carp leading the Lugnuts 1-0. Jared McDonald leads off the top half of the fifth inning for the Lugnuts, now trailing Beloit 1-0. Roddy, Abdi Johnson back in. Let's it fly. Low, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Adam Jackson will join me tomorrow. Here's the pitch. That is whacked to right field. Davis Bradshaw goes back to reel it in just in front of the warning track. A hard line out for at number one. And now Arebiel Angeles. Angeles flat out to left field his first time. Lansing's down 1-0. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. The pitch, slider low and away. Ball one. Lugnuts have three hits so far against M.D. Johnson. A McDonald single in the third, two knocks in the fourth. The deal, across the inside corner, strike call. In the fourth inning, what a chance. Johnny Butler, a bunt single. Two batters later, Tyler Soderstrom doubled him over to third base. But they were left there. Anales reaches out, taps a slider foul. A ball and two strikes. I believe unofficially 55 pitches utilized so far by M.D. Johnson. He has the count in his favor. Breaking ball, laced to left field. Castillo goes back to his right, and he's got a running catch. That's good hard contact by both McDonald and Angeles, the first to right field, the second to left field. But in each case, the Beloit outfielder ran it down. And the batter now is Brian Wilbas. Righty, righty, two outs, nobody on. Johnson looks for a perfect fifth. Skycarp up 1-0. He fires. Fastball, swatted foul, straight back. Wilbas just missed turning it around. Brian Wilbas is one of the quickest bats on the team as well. It is not too often that we've seen him strike out, especially as the weather has gotten nicer and nicer. Today it's a rather cool night, partly cloudy. Sunset approaching. Wilbas takes off the outside corner and low. Right now I'm seeing it at 60 degrees in Beloit, Wisconsin, just north of the Illinois border. The pitch from Johnson. Low and away. When I say just north of the Illinois border, I mean this. Things weren't working technologically here at the stadium, so I got in my car and I made a right out of the stadium parking lot and I was across the border. Just like that. Johnson's pitch. Wilbas grounds it on the left side. Tough play, shortstop Nunez. Backhanding deep in the hole, the throw. It's a seed to first base. That's why he's so highly regarded. The fleet Wilbas is the third out. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth. The Mugnuts trail 1-0 at Beloit. Just north of the border. Onward to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 1-0 Beloit Skycarp lead. It's going to take me some time to remember Skycarp instead of Snappers. The first man up is Emmanuel Marinez, righty versus righty. Jeff Criswell's pitch. Fastball is skied to left. In rushes Johnny Butler, still running. He finally gets there, and he's breathing down the neck of the shortstop, Angeles, who had turned away. Eurybio Angeles went out into shallow left, saw Johnny Butler stampeding toward him, remembered Butler's collision last inning with the center fielder Wilbas, and said, I'm not going anywhere closer. And he turned his back to the plate, and suddenly Johnny Butler nearly ran him down. Criswell throws. Marcus Chu takes. Strike called on the outside corner. On the bright side, no collision. On the bright side, and out. 1-0, the Lugnuts are down. Jeff Criswell lets it fly. Swing and a miss. What a beauty of an off-speed. On the count on Chu, now no balls and two strikes. For Criswell, through 4 1/3 innings, he has whiffed 4. He has walked 2. His 2 errors committed behind him. I want to go back to the first inning. But first, this 0-2. Chu takes it very high. In the first inning, it was originally ruled a double for Victor Mesa Jr., a sizzler that got through Tyler Soderstrom at first base. They have since changed it to an error on Soderstrom. Griswold's pitch. Slider whacked right center field. Center fielder Buelbas into the gap. He's got the catch. Oh, there's two outs. I'm on the Beloit website looking at their SkyCarp brand story. We're going to have to discuss this. First, though, Cody Morissette, two outs, nobody on. The deal. On the inside corner, strike called. So Beloit, Wisconsin. Just in terms of the history of Beloit, why it's called Beloit, everything about that, we'll see what kind of time we've got in this bottom of the fifth inning. Morissette swings and misses. A high heater right by him, the count nothing and two. And it just seems to me with two outs, nobody on, an 0-2 count, last of the fifth inning, that there is not going to be too much time here. Here's the pitch. Morissette takes it way, way outside. Beloit, Wisconsin, by the way, is in the county of Rock. Rock County, which is amazing. Chris Walls, 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Let's talk about Beloit, the Snappers, the SkyCarp, and more as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Jeff Criswell notches his fifth K, ending the fifth, a perfect fifth. It's 1-0 Beloit. Top of the order time for the Lansing Lugnuts. Drew Swift followed by Johnny Butler, then Austin Beck. 1-2-3 against the 6-5 righty M.D. Johnson. A 1-0 SkyCarp lead over the Nuts entering the sixth. The first pitch of the top of the sixth inning on its way. Swift takes. Strike called a very high strike at the letters. For Drew so far, a strikeout and a bunt out. He is one of six strikeouts for M.D. Johnson. A deep breath by the right-hander, then the pitch. Bounced it in. Now the count, 1-1. Located in Beloit, Wisconsin, at ABC Supply Stadium in Rock County, just across the Illinois border into Wisconsin. Nickname of Beloit is Gateway to Wisconsin. The 1-1, breaking ball low for ball two. Beloit first gained a Midwest League team in 1982, Class A. And back in 1980s, the Beloit Brewers. Stands to reason. The pitch below the knees. The count now on Drew Swift moves to 3-1. Lugnuts would love to get him on. Down by just one run in the sixth inning with his great speed, base running ability. Let's see what Johnson gives him here. Under the arms, ball four. Leadoff walk, Swift aboard. Johnny Butler coming up. And with that, they start brewing about in the Beloit pen out beyond the left center field wall. They were only the Beloit Brewers through 1994. 1995, still a Brewers affiliate, Beloit rebranded as the Beloit Snappers. That is because Beloit, Wisconsin, before it was known as Beloit, was called Turtle Village. And there's still a Turtle Creek around this area. The pitch to Johnny Butler. Strike, called, snapping it at the belt. I drove past Beloit College on my way here to this ballpark. Joe Davis, the voice of the World Series, the voice of the Dodgers, one of the proud Beloit College graduates. And on the Beloit College campus, there is a mound. A turtle-shaped mound. Here's the toss. Outside, barely. One ball, one strike, and the left-handed hitting Butler. Well, that turtle-shaped mound led to all of these turtle names, Turtle Village and Turtle Creek and a town called Turtle. And so when Beloit rebranded, Beloit named itself for the Snapping Turtle. Pickoff though to first, swift back in, no troubles. And they were the Beloit Snappers. Hashtag O-Snap. Mascot Snappy. They were the Beloit Snappers from, oh, call it 1995 through last year. There were a couple of affiliations. The deal. Breaking ball fouled away off the top of the netting down the left side. The Brewers stopped being affiliated with Beloit in 2004. In 2005, the Minnesota Twins came in. Now, the Twins were affiliated with the Snappers through 2012. Such players as Miguel Sano coming through this area. And then the Oakland Athletics and Matt Olson and future Major League stars coming up through Beloit, Wisconsin. The pitch to Johnny Butler is a 1-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball fought off in the air down the left side, foul ground. Marina is the third baseman, out of room. Out of the screen. Stays 1-2. Top of the sixth, Lugnuts batting, down 1-0 at Beloit. And then the team was sold. Pullman Field had long been thought of as one of the poorer ballparks as the years had gone on in the Midwest League and the minor leagues. And so they sold the team to Quint Studer. Johnson steps off the rubber. And with the selling of the team, they went into building a new facility for Beloit, getting them out of Pullman Field into a new ballpark downtown. 1-2 pitch! Butler bounces it up the first base side. Chu, the first baseman, grabs, tags Butler, out number one, up to second base, Drew Swift. Good job by Marcus Chu attacking that grounder and then going right after Johnny Butler. Tying run in scoring position for Austin Beck now. Top of the sixth inning. That's down 1-0. Well, they built up the new ballpark. ABC Supply Stadium opening up last year, midway through the year, replacing Pullman Field, and then they went into the rebrand. Righty throws to righty, but first MD Johnson resets. Beck has grounded a third and struck out swinging. Sky Carp was chosen as the nickname over a couple of others that just mull over. Johnson deals. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Strike one. The other finalists. The Moo, and I can put it with Beloit. The Beloit Moo. What do you think? The Beloit Polka Pike. The Beloit Cheese Balls. The pitch. Beck takes. Strike two called. At the knees. The one was the Beloit Supper Clubbers. But Sky Carp won, and they were renamed the Beloit Sky Carp. An 0-2 from Johnson. Beck a check swing. Down and away. Went around too far. Strike three. Ruled by the home plate umpire, Juska. Strikeout number 7 for MD Johnson. Two outs in the sixth. It's going to be up to Tyler Soderstrom to drive in Swift from second base and tie up this game at 1. Well, why Sky Carp? What is a Sky Carp? If you look at the logo, you'll see a Sky Carp is a goose. And it's a very specific sort of goose. Right-hander delivers. Big breaking ball bends in across the inside corner. Strike call. Sky Carp is a goose that does not migrate in the winter. It does not go south. It stays exactly where it is. And that's what they were trying to connote. They were saying, we don't want people to leave Beloit. We want people to stay. 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed. filthy. Ended up down and in, out of the zone. No balls, two strikes on Soderstrom. Reading right from the team's website. The mission of Beloit Baseball is not to win baseball games, but to win off the field, helping improve the quality of life for all in the State Line region and to make Beloit the best place to live in the world. The pitch. Swift runs as it's lashed in a left field base hit. Swift is around third. He comes around to score. Castillo gets it into shortstop. RBI single, Tyler Soderstrom going opposite field. He is 2-for-3, and this is a 1-to-1 game. Tyler Soderstrom is finding Beloit a very good place to swing the bat. Now Brett Harris, right-hander, feeds to right-hander. Johnson misses away. Ball one. That was an 0-2 pitch. Broken to left field with Drew Swift running. He had to glance into the rearview mirror and realize I can score with ease. Johnson throws. Head in the air down the right side, but fell. That baseball's out of play. One ball and one strike, and Harris batting fifth. Right-hander against right-hander. For Brett, a strikeout and a foul out to first base. Just to sum everything up, yes, the Sky Carp name, reading once again from the website, representing the city of Beloit, a flourishing, innovative town so vibrant and strong that no one wants to leave. Off speed, down low. They went vibrant with the colors, which works out perfectly with Beloit affiliating with the Miami Marlins. Pick off that first base, tag applied too late. Soderstrom back in. Beloit had been affiliated with the Oakland A's. And then after the pandemic year of 2020 and the reorganization, the A's came to Lansing. Johnson delivers. Harris takes off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike. And with the musical chairs, the Miami Marlins landed with Beloit. And so the great neon Miami colors, that's what Beloit has brought in with the electric Beloit blue. 3-1 from Johnson. Brett Harris gets into it to right center field, but playable for Mesa, tracking it to his left. He makes the catch, overlapping with Bradshaw from right field. Side retired. But Drew Swift leads off with a walk, goes to second on a ground out, and Tyler Soderstrom singles him in. Through 5.5, the Lugnuts and the Skycarp tied up 1-1 from the gateway to Wisconsin, Beloit. Tie game 1-1 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnut stick with righty Jeff Criswell. Fires to Nassim Nunez. Shows bunt, pulls back, fastball rides outside, ball one. Nunez, Mesa, Hostetler, 2-3-4 in the Sky Carp order. Only run scored so far against Criswell came in the fourth, unearned. The deal. Bunt shown, pulled back, and the pitch bounced in. 2-0. Nunez is struck out, and he is grounded out to second. Criswell right now is at 85 pitches. Wind up the toss. Fouled away in the air off the left. 2-1. Through five innings for Criswell, five strikeouts, three hits allowed, two walks, just the fourth inning run. The Michigan Wolverine lets it fly. Line drive slicing dangerously down the left field line. It is a fair ball. Johnny Butler's over to play it. Nunez, as Butler gets it in, Nunez right back to first base. Off the bat, that felt like extra bases. Great job by Johnny Butler, limiting Nunez to just one. There's hit number four for the Skycar. And it brings up Victor Mesa Jr. But first, pitching coach Don Schulze is on his way out to the mound. Just to talk everything through with Jeff Criswell. And meanwhile, the Lansing Lugnuts check out the bullpen situation. Well, I have a moment looking around the rest of the athletics organization later on today, starting up at, oh goodness, let's see. We're right now at 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. So I believe starting up in about 34 minutes, it's going to be the A's and the Mariners. And George Kirby, one of the Mariners' top prospects, is getting the start for the A's. Or for the Mariners. For the M's. For the A's, Kevin Smith is average up to 235. Batting eighth, starting at third base. Runner moves. Pitch called a strike to Victor Mesa Jr. Throw down. It's late. Anales tried to deke the runner Nunez into thinking that the ball had gotten away. Couldn't trick him, though. Stolen base number 17 for Nassim Nunez. Had no balls and one strike on Victor Mesa Jr. Reached on an error in the first inning, but was left in scoring position. Walked and scored Beloit's only run in the fourth. Left-handed batter. Criswell delivers. High fly ball pulled foul down the right side. He got all of it, but he was early. No balls and two strikes. Elsewhere in the A's organization at the AAA level, the Aviators lost earlier today 7-2 to Tacoma. Record 22-21 for the year. The pitch, just inside from Criswell. Ball and two strikes. At the AA level, the Midland Rockhounds fell in defeat 8-5. David Leal got the start, struck out 7 in 6 2/3 innings, but he allowed 5 runs. 8-5. Midland goes down to the Naturals of Northwest Arkansas. Mesa fouls this pitch off to the netting on the left side. Jonah Bride in defeat, 3-for-5 with 3 doubles. Jordan Diaz had 2 doubles. Logan Davidson had a double, and so did Chase Calabrick. So all things considered, 7 doubles for Midland in the loss at the AA level. That's why they had all those doubles. The pitch, breaking ball. And a called strike 3. Mesa Jr. is down watching. 6th K for Criswell. 1 down, bottom of the 6th. It's a tie game here at 1-1. Nunez at second base. Bennett Hostetler's the batter. Righty throws to righty. Fastball. Called a strike. Sizzling to the outside corner. Hostetler is whipped swinging. He has been rung up looking. By the way, a final from the California League as well. This is the only game still going on in the A's minor leagues. Stockton Ports lost to Fresno 4-2. Runner moves. Pitch. Called the ball. Held by McDonald looking for the call. Meanwhile, Nunez swipes third. 18 steals now for Nunez. On the count, 1 ball, 1 strike on Hostetler. Pedro Pineda, though, singled and doubled in the 4-2 loss. James Gonzalez started the game, the former Lugnut. Infield run partway in. The pitch. Criswell misses away. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Whoa. Will Banfield is on deck. Criswell deals. Swing and a miss. He was very late. And the count is even. This is Criswell running back for something extra. Lugnuts in those retro road grays. Criswell, big number 17. Out of Portage. At third, Nunez. Tied up 1-1. The pitch. Check swing foul to the screen. Maybe I should say to the backstop. That's the old cricket half swing. Back to that Stockton game, just to tell you, James Gonzalez, the lefty, spot started, 4 innings, 3 runs, one of them earned. A couple of errors really hurt. Junior Perez, Juan Polino. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled up, and onto the rooftop. We stay 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hey, Robert Poisson, a two-hit game. He's slowly raising his average. Max Muncy a double, Poisson a double, Pineda a double. But Stockton falls and now is 15-25 for the year. Nunez at third, tied up. The pitch. Hostetler foul pops it out of play to the right. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And I have a suspicion that Jeff Criswell's time in this game is drawing short. I believe that he is right now at 99 pitches. On deck, Davis Bradshaw. The pitch. Breaking ball, popped, foul, left side, and out of play. Let me correct myself. On deck is Will Banfield. And then Davis Bradshaw is in the hole. Nunez led off with a single. Stole second, stole third. Criswell struck out Mesa for Hostetler. On its way. Fought off down the right side. It's a fair ball. Lawrence Butler down the line makes the catch. At third base, Nunez tags. The throw to the plate. 2 hops in late. Nunez scores, sliding his left hand across the plate as he went in feet first. Sack fly for Hostetler, concluding that long battle. And Beloit seizes a 2-1 lead. And with that, here comes the former Beloit catcher, Phil Pohl. The manager makes the move to the pen. Well, for Jeff Criswell, 5 2/3 innings. I believe they are going to have him down for 101 pitches in the end. 5 2/3, 1 earned run, 1 unearned run, 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. Credit Nassim Nunez. No steals of second, and especially third, putting himself in position to score on the Hostetler sack fly. And that is why the Skycarp now have this lead at 2-1. New man on the mound, the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey. Whittlesey, who began the season with AA Midland, returning here to the Lugnuts, where he spent part of last year. Makes his fifth appearance of the year out of the Lugnuts pen. And he's gone 7 2/3 innings, allowing only 2 runs so far. That's a 2.35 ERA. 5 walks and 7 strikeouts. And the league is batting a scant 179 against him. Fastball, slider, and a changeup for Whittlesey. Brock stands 6'3", 210 pounds. 25 years of age. Out of Mesa, Arizona. Middle Danza Duro playing him in. This is an old Beloit favorite. I do see 101 pitches for Criswell, 65 for strikes, which would have broken the brains of the folks that we just left in Great Lakes. The difference between the LA Dodgers pitching philosophy for the minor leaguers and the Oakland Athletics pitching philosophy for minor leaguers. As we saw with all those Dodgers pitchers, more often than not, they were removed about 1 inning, 2 innings in, or less. Some guys didn't make it a full inning. Criswell made it 5 2/3. And now here with 2 outs and nobody on, 2-1 Beloit, Brock Whittlesey throws to Will Banfield. Righty, righty. Slider is lifted to right field. Lawrence Butler runs in, goes into an awkward slide, and makes the catch. Lawrence Butler. It didn't look pretty, but he got there. He secured it. Drew Swift points at him. He points right back, and Swift waits for Lawrence so they can run off the field together. It's a 2-1 Beloit lead. Sky Carp score one in the bottom of the sixth inning on one hit and one sack fly. Let's go to the seventh. 2-1 Beloit. We open up the seventh inning, and the first offering to Lawrence Butler grounded to second, snatched up by Morissette. The throw to first, and there's at number one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. MD Johnson is back on the mound for the Skycarp. Johnson against Jared McDonald now with a VBL Angeles on deck. Skycarp 2, Mugnuts 1. Right-hander fires to right-hander. The pitch to McDonald. Just outside, ball one. Jared is 1-for-2 with a single to left and a hard line out to right. 1 in the pitch. That is across the outside corner. Grabbing the edge at a strike call. There have been relievers warming, walking, talking throughout in the Beloit pen. But MD Johnson has not budged off the rubber. Delivers. Foul off the net on the right side. A ball and two strikes on Jared McDonald. Pitch count not as high for Johnson as it was for Criswell, but still. Currently is at 85 pitches, 60 for strikes. One out in the top of the seventh inning, 2-1 Beloit. He throws. Slider fouled back. McDonald barely caught a piece. MD Johnson this year. And this Lugnut squad is a home run hitting team. The pitch, breaking ball, popped foul over the press box and out of play. The pitch. Foul tipped into the mid of Banfield. Jared McDonald has gone on strikes. 8 strikeout for MD Johnson. What a ball game. Now a Rebio Angeles with 2 outs, nobody on. Swings and missed the first offering. Strike 1. Just mistimed it. Adelaide's twice has come up, and twice he's flied to left. That's Castillo. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. MD Johnson's looking to finish this seventh inning strong. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He strikes at Angeles on three pitches. 9 strikeouts for M.D. Johnson. The doctor is in. And we hit the stretch from Beloit, 2-1 Skycarp. You know that we're in Milwaukee when you roll out the barrel. We're past the stretch. 2-1 Lugnuts Trail. Brock Whittles, he remains in the on the mound for the bottom half of the seventh inning. The righty deals to Davis Bradshaw, batting left. Outside, ball one. Runs for the Skycarp in the fourth and the sixth against Jeff Criswell. Whittles, he came out of the pen, recorded the final out of the sixth inning. Star next stood on the scorecard. Great catch by Lawrence Butler and Wright. A 1-0 is sliced foul into the net on the left side. Count 1-1 on Bradshaw. Davis Bradshaw followed by Castillo and Marinez. The deal. Fouled off the hands. Here out of the screen. Bouncing back. Takes a hop. Hits off the home plate umpire, Justin Jeska, unsuspecting. And he gets rid of it. He just ejected the baseball. 1-2. Whittlesey's pitch. Slider. Fought foul again. Softly off the screen. Kim Contreras rode by stadium. Since this is the first time that I've seen it. And I can give you a little bit of first impressions, but... Swinging a ground ball down to second baseman. Swift vacuums. Those to first. Out number one. Though Bradshaw got down the line pretty darn quick. Kyler Castillo, next man up. I was driving all over Rockford and Beloit earlier today, just trying to fix some technological issues, trying to find anything to purchase things that were gone wrong. Tomorrow I'll walk a lot more around the ballpark, but I'll tell you. The pitch, foul to the netting, strike one to Kyler Castillo. One out, nobody on. Beloit is batting. With a 2-1 lead in the seventh. There's a really cool brick aesthetic here. A one pitch. Sliders outside. The ballpark itself is brick. And I mean where I sit in the press box, and it's stretching around the retail store. Brick facade. The pitch. Hit in the air. Center field. Brian Buelbas comes on, waits, and takes it out of the air. There's two outs. So it really does feel like a brick building that fits beautifully in with Beloit that stretches around from a third baseside visiting dugout, the first baseside dugout. The stands are very modern. There's a lawn area out beyond the third baseside dugout that elbows toward the field. Slider, check swing. Emmanuel Marinez went around too far. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Brock Whittlesey looks for a perfect seventh. His Lugnuts are down 2-1 to the Skycarp. We're in Beloit. The pitch, off speed is down. There's no mirrored lawn on the right side. Down the right side, that's where you've got the picnic tables that elbow in. And because of those elbows, because the stands come out to face the field, the pitch is lined foul down the right side into the picnic tables. Because of that, there is very little foul territory down the right field line toward the corner. It can get dangerous for the outfielders chasing the ball into the corner. For fans, it's perfect. 1-2, just outside with a fastball. Love the bullpens out beyond the outfield walls in left. In center field, you've got the flag court to the left of the batter's eye. The deal. Slider. Did he go on appeal? He did not. 3-2 on Marinez. 2 outs with the bases clear. In the last of the 7th inning, Beloit is batting up 2-1. Retail store is beautiful. Colors are vibrant. Gotta try more of the food tomorrow. Whittlesey's pitch. Slider. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. We're going to the 8th inning, though. It's business time. Beloit is leading 2-1 over the Lugnuts. When Adam Jaxa comes and joins me, the two of us are going to have some adventures, trying to do everything that we can do at ABC Supply Stadium. ABC is easy as 1-2-3, and they went down 1-2-3 against Whittlesey in the 7th through 7. Skycarb 2, Lugnuts 1. Chandler Joswack is now in to pitch in the first offering. Strike call to Brian Wilbus. We open up the 8th inning. Lugnuts trail 2-1 at Beloit. Joswack is a lefty, and he fires. Down and in. He replaces M.D. Johnson. Johnson went 7 innings, struck out 9. He'll add 4 hits and 1 run. 2-1 Skycar. The pitch. A bouncing ball foul down the right side. Boy, first baseman Shue was off his line. And if that ball could have stayed fair, especially with Buelbas' speed, watch out. Chandler Joswack out of Bryan, Texas, a 13th rounder last year. Brings it. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. There's the 10th strikeout for Beloit pitchers in the game. Leanne Cook emailed in to say, hey, new hotel. And to read Leanne precisely, so, .. new hotel. The old one was so great. Well, here's Drew Swift. He takes a sidearm slider, called a strike on the inside corner. It was the roadway in. Better known by all who stay there as the road dog. Ball 1 down low. Ball and a strike on Swift, one out, nobody on. Lugnuts bat in the eighth. This is the leadoff batter in the order. Nuts a trail 2-1. Joe Zwack's pitch, just outside. 2-1 on Swift. Who scored the Nuts' only run came in the sixth inning. After a strikeout and a bunt out, he walked in the sixth. Soderstrom singled him in. Here it comes. Just outside, and that's 3-1. Yeah, we're staying no longer at the Road Dog. We are staying now at a chain hotel establishment that is very classy. Joe Zwack throws. Bouncing ball up the first base side. Joe Zwack off the mound. He grabs it cleanly. He greets Swift with a tag on the chest. And there is at number 2. Paul Hammerly wrote in. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com is the email address. Paul Hammerly, the previous ballpark, Paul does not write kindly about, as he recalls. Now we can start to tell some great stories about Pullman Field. Johnny Butler takes a cold strike at the knees. I was calling a game at Pullman Field, and I heard afterward that the Lugnuts center fielder could hear my broadcast. I don't think that's the case here. Lefty, lefty. The pitch to Johnny Butler. Swing and a miss. He was fooled. And it's now 0-2. I was calling a game at Pullman Field. Kevin Vicuña hit his first career professional home run. I said it on the air. I saw a fan get out of his seat and leave the ballpark. Turns out that he went out beyond the outfield wall, just walked out there, grabbed the ball, walked right back into the ballpark so that Kevin Vicuña could have that ball. 0-2. Low and away. Butler lays off the slider for 1. There are so many great Pullman Field stories. And I say great because now they're in the past. We're not. 1-2 from Joe Zwack. Low again. I thought tonight that I was going to have to broadcast via the microphone on my computer. That would not have been the best for you. Or for me. It would not have been great. The 2-2. A bouncing ball hit toward shortstop. There's Nunez. Attacks, grabs, fires low to first. The stretch down by Chu. Out number 3. The last time that I had called into the microphone of the computer, the last time I'd broadcast a Lugnuts game in that fashion, it was in Beloit, and Kendall Graveman took a no-hitter out of the 9th inning. And all of minor league baseball said, listen in to Lugnuts baseball. Kendall Graveman has a no-hitter in the 9th. And there I am, talking into the computer microphone. Oh, what a great experience. Goodbye, Pullman Field. Hello, ABC Supply Stadium. Hello, bottom of the 8th inning. That's where we're going. 2-1, Skycar. Marcus Chu leads off the bottom half of the 8th inning, followed by Cody Morissette and Nassim Nunez. And they take on a new Lugnuts pitcher. Southpaw Kumar Nambiar is in, dealing inside 1. Skycarp 2, Lugnuts 1. Chu is 1-for-2 out of the number 9 spot in the order. You know you've pitched well when the number 9 hitter only comes up for a third time. He takes 2 outside. Nambier has been so good for the Lugnuts recently. Fires a fastball in for a called strike, and it's now 2-1. I was going through the stats for Kumar Nambiar in the month of May. 13 in the third innings, one run. Foul at home plate, strike two to Chu. Chiu, out of Novanto, California. 15th rounder 5 years ago. He is 25 years old. Here's the pitch. Curveball down. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire, Juska. Nambiar strikes him out. Kumar Nambiar now 19 strikeouts in his last 14 and two-thirds innings. Only five walks and one run in that span. He has lowered his ERA to 2.35 entering play today. Fastball runs outside, while one to Cody Morissette. The Sky Carper hitting up 2-1 over the Lugnuts. Last chance to add some insurance. And then we'll go to the ninth inning from Beloit. Lefty throws to lefty. Morissette takes. Strike called at the letters. Morissette, the leadoff man, has flied to center, grounded into a double play, and struck out swinging. A pitch. Breaking ball popped up by Morissette on the left side. Third baseman Harris is under. Called off. And on. Okay. Brett Harris was underneath the baseball. He was under it and not moving. And A. Rebiel Anales took shortstop's prerogative and said, get out of there. Brett cleared the way, and Anales dashed in to stand in the very spot where Brett Harris was. And so he got the catch, and out number two. Now Nambiar to Nassim Nunez. Flies the first pitch down the right side. Lawrence Butler chases it into the corner, and it's foul. And strike one. I can laugh about that play in the infield. There was no laughing matter earlier in the game when there was a collision between left fielder Johnny Butler and center fielder Brian Buelbas. The 0-1. Curveball for a called strike two. That ended up leading to the first Beloit run. Lugnuts tied the score on a Soderstrom RBI single in the sixth. Beloit untied it in the bottom of the sixth. Now in the eighth. Curveball foul tipped at home plate. We stay no balls and two strikes on Nassim Nunez, who is the reason that the Skycarp have this 2-1 lead. Single to left field in the sixth inning, leading off the frame, stole second, stole third. Hostetler plated him with a sack fly. Nambiar's pitch, off speed down. One ball, two strikes. When we go to the ninth inning, Austin Beck, Tyler Soderstrom, Brett Harris, the power will approach. First, though, Nambiar looks to put things to bed. Two outs, nobody on. His pitch, fastball, strike three called, inside corner. Down goes Nunez, and down goes Beloit. In the bottom of the eighth inning, 1-2-3 for Nambiar, including two more strikeouts. He has been marvelous. Let's go to the ninth inning. Here comes the meat of the order. The Lugnuts down by one run, 2-1.
Celebrating some birthdays tonight. Scott, it is his sixth birthday. Happy birthday, Scott.
New man on the mound for the Beloit Skycarp. It is the lefty Sean Reynolds out of Redondo Beach, California. Fourth rounder 6 years ago. He'll take on Beck, Soderstrom, and Harris, protecting a 2-1 lead in the ninth. The righty Reynolds deals to the right-hander Beck on the first offering, missed high and away. Ball one. Sean Reynolds coming in here. His 16th appearance. Fastball shot on the ground towards short. Grabbed by Nunez. Throws to first. In time. Out number one. Beck now 0 for 4. And Reynolds on this Beloit Skycarp staff. Now 15 and 1/3 innings. 8 walks, 16 strikeouts, 1 home run served up. And entering play, the league was batting just 185 against this 6'8 righty. Tyler Soderstrom now takes the breaking ball over the tops of his shoelaces. A one ball offering now. The left-handed batter swings, foul tips it into and then out of Banfield's mitt. One ball and one strike. Soderstrom has been the Lugnuts offense. The Nuts only have 4 hits. He has 2 of them. A double in the fourth, an RBI single in the sixth. That scored their only run. The deal. Swing and a miss on the off speed. One ball and 2 strikes on Soderstrom. 2-1 Beloit. His RBI single 3 innings ago came on a 2-strike pitch. Reynolds throws. Buried it. Soderstrom takes ball 2. Man on deck is Brett Harris. Reynolds straightens, kicks, offers. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Snapped it right through the zone, and Soderstrom was helpless. The Lugnuts are down to their very last out. It's going to be up to Brett Harris to keep things alive tonight. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Nuts. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Carp. The pitch, fastball, taken for a called strike 1, according to Justin Juska. A strikeout, a foul out, a flyout for Harris. The pitch, strike 2 called. He's working that outside corner. Out and nobody on. Reynolds looks for his 4th save and as many chances. 6-8 righty straightens. At 0-2. Fastball whacked foul down the right side. Harris has 7 home runs this season. Tied with Tyler Soderstrom for the team lead. 2-1 Skycarp in the ninth. The pitch. Bouncing down and away. He was not tempted. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawrence Butler hopes for a chance to bat. He waits on deck, taking his left-handed hacks. Harris calls for time. Just a moment. We've got a violation on the right-hander Reynolds. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. From 0-2 to 2-2, the deal. Inside, it's 3-2. Here comes a full count pitch to Harris in the ninth. It is tipped down the third base side. Catcher Banfield over, picks it up, spins, and throws to first. In time to get him. A marvelous play, and this ball game is over. Will Banfield whirling and firing a seed down to first base, all the while he was losing his balance, beating Harris to the bag by a step. Final score tonight in the series opener. The Skycarp 2, the Lugnuts 1. That was all that it took. A sack fly by Bennett Hostetler in the bottom of the sixth inning. And this one was in the books. One run on four hits and two errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. The Nuts ran record falls to 16-24. On the other side, two runs, four hits, and no errors for the Sky Carp. The Carps ran three runners on base in the game. Winning pitchers, M.D. Johnson, now 2-5. Jeff Criswell suffers the loss. For Criswell, his record falls to 1-2, and the save is the fourth of the year for Reynolds. Unofficially, the time of the game is 2 hours and 7 minutes at ABC Supply Stadium. Let me see if I can get you that official. Ah, here it is. Officially, it's 2 hours and 8 minutes to play this game tonight. A Sky Carp win. Beloit improves to 13-27. Attendance here today, 991 at ABC Supply Stadium. A beautiful facility that is now in its first full season in the Midwest League. Tomorrow, the Lugnuts and the Sky Carp are new acquaintances. I expect to have Adam Jackson by my side. The game time tomorrow will be 6:35 p.m. Central Time, 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're listening in the Western Time Zone, well then, 4:35 p.m. Variety Osvaldo Barrios gets the ball for the Lugnuts. Pat Monteverdi gets the ball for the Sky Carp tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we expect to hear about Hogan Harris, the lefty. And then Mac Lautner will follow him to the mat against the Southpaw Dax Fulton. Friday, Stevie Emanuels against Devin Bitterer. Saturday, then, is going to be a TBD. We expect to hear who it might be tomorrow. Lugnuts roster moves are coming with Joey Estes' injury. And then Sunday, Hogan Harris gets the ball once again as they ease him back into action. Sunday is going to be at 2:05 p.m. Eastern, 1:05 p.m. local time. All the other games tomorrow through Saturday, 6:35 p.m. local, 7:35 p.m. Eastern, and if you're in the Western time zone, 4:35 p.m. That does it for me tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company. I really do appreciate it. This one does not end up going the Lugnuts' way in the end. We'll see what tomorrow holds. Once again, your final score. The Sky Carp 2, the Lugnuts 1. Here's wishing you well from Beloit, Wisconsin at ABC Supply Stadium. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.